KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, hello out there, and welcome to a very special July 4th holiday weekend remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us today at 8 Avenida La Scala, a stylish and renovated two-bedroom property located in the Casas de San Juan community right next to the Santa Fe Opera. Simply exit at the Tsuki Opera exit off of Route 285 North, take a left off of the exit ramp, and then take a right onto Opera Drive, go right up the hill, and at the top of the hill, you'll either go left into Casas de San Juan, which is where you want to go, or you go right into the Opera. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this terrific property, grab some holiday food and refreshments, and also enjoy all of the real estate commentary my special guests will be offering. Also, you'll be able to tour two other properties in the community, 75 and 97 Avenida de las Casas. The two of our Sotheby's International Realty colleagues are also holding open houses at. So come on over to 8 Avenida La Scala, located right next to the Santa Fe Opera in the Casas de San Juan community, just a short drive from the Santa Fe Plaza. Co-hosting the show with me today is my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Marilyn Foss, and providing what I'm sure will be his insightful and interesting commentary is one of the broker owners of Home Buyers Mortgage, Mr. Ron Blessy. Great to have both of you guys on the show today.
Thank you, Ray.
It's great to be here.
Well, and this is a beautiful setting, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'll tell you, looking at the view of the Sangres from here, I'm almost inspired to break into an aria, being that we're next to the opera.
Okay, well,
so
you know what? You can do that, Ron, maybe in a few minutes. Save that. Save your voice until then.
Thank you.
And in a few minutes, Ron and Marilyn and I are going to talk about the features of this very exceptional property here at 8 Avenida La Scala. I also invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And one of these companies, Mark Lopez Associates, LLC, offers some very useful and professional land development services. For more information, call Mark Lopez at 505-920-2881 or go again to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover how Mark Lopez Associates, LLC, can be of assistance. Now, before we get going with the show, I want all of the people impacted by the Los Conchos fire to know to our north to know that we all are all holding positive thoughts about your circumstances. And we got some very good news today that they have lifted the evacuation orders in Los Alamos, which is fabulous. We also need to salute the heroic efforts of all the firefighters and first responders who are working so hard to gain an upper hand on this blaze and all the other fires that are scattered around New Mexico. Now, on a lighter side, today we are actually embarking on a new adventure because now on each Sunday, All Things Real Estate can be heard live on the Internet. From your computer or web-enabled device, you can simply go to santafe.com on any given Sunday at noon. Again, that's Mountain Standard Time. Click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. After each show, you can also see videos of our program, whether we are in the studio or at a remote broadcast as we are today. Again, from your computer or web-enabled computer or web-enabled device, go to santafe.com and then click over to the video section, and under the 1260 KTRC logo, you'll find past broadcasts of All Things Real Estate. And we're very excited about these enhancements, which means, without too much hyperbole, that our weekly show now can be heard by anyone, anywhere in the country, which is a terrific advantage for those who want to hear about timely real estate information. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden and Nick, my very able technicians here at 8 Avenida La Scala, I want to kick things off by reintroducing my two co-hosts, Marilyn Foss of Sotheby's International Realty and Ron Blessy, with Home Buyers Mortgage. Again, happy 4th of July to both of you.
Same to you, Ray.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, let's start out, Marilyn, with a little tour of this terrific property. We are in a fabulous setting. We're near the Santa Fe Opera, and we're in an extraordinary property here at 8 Avenida La Scala. Why don't you give, for the listeners' benefit, sort of a summary of what they're going to see when they come to the open house today?
I'd be more than happy to. Well, as Ron said, we are sitting at a table in the great room, and we are looking straight at the Sangre de Cristo. And I too, and so does Ron, we want to thank the firefighters from the bottom of our hearts for clearing, for getting the fires under control and enabling us to have a view once again. I've always just loved Casas de San Juan for the views, and the mountains just seem like you can just reach out and touch them, which is a wonderful feature. This particular home that we're in today, 8 Avenida La Scala, is a two-bedroom, two-bath, and it's been completely renovated by my owner here. She's an interior designer, Sue King Witt, and she's put in beautiful tile floors throughout. This is a one-level home. And she's also put in new windows and doors to take advantage of these magnificent views. This unit is air-conditioned, so it's nice and cool in here today. And one of the former owners was a celebrity. I can't say who, but she had to have an office for her assistant, and so she converted one half of the garage to an office area, a nice office area. So we have that as an added advantage as well.
Well, and I know who that celebrity is, so I may slip up and actually say who it is. I know it.
And Ron,
so actually, she is well known in the community when she lived here. And sort of with transparency, I should say, just so the listeners are aware of this, I have the privilege of living in Casas de San Juan, so I'm going to be able to add a little bit of sort of firsthand commentary. But all the things that Marilyn said are absolutely true. This is one of the finest communities in all of Santa Fe. I'm delighted to say that I call this home, and the views here are among some of the best. Mr. Blessy, you've seen a lot of properties as a mortgage broker. How would you rate this one?
This is right at the top of my list. Again, looking at it, that Sangre view, it's just it is awe-inspiring. It's just beautiful. And it's so nice and quiet up here and private. And I think it's a testimony to how this project was laid out initially, and it's just beautiful.
Well, and later on in the program, I'm going to have my good friend Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, the very well-known, almost famous, I would say, landscape designer in Santa Fe, offer some of his commentary. Thomas has been here walking the property, looking at all the plants, and he's going to say all sorts of nice things about what we already know and what we've articulated, but he'll do it from the eyes of a landscape designer. Marilyn, one level, which is important.
Other features?
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about it.
There's a wonderful wet bar for entertaining. These homes at Casas de San Juan are favorite spots for vacation homes, and this one is so well suited for it. It's just very easy to come and go. And I want to say a little bit as well about this community of Casas de San Juan. This has been one of my favorite places since the 80s when I started selling out here. And not too many units were built at that time, but it certainly has grown into one of the most wonderful communities in Santa Fe. And there is a guardhouse. It's a gated area. The guards are there 24/7, 365 days a year. The residents here love that feature because it's so easy to come and go, lock up and go. And what else can I say?
Well, I can add one thing. We actually had our annual meeting yesterday of all the homeowners, and it was highly attended. And one thing that I know a lot of people are concerned about with homeowner association, condo association communities, are the state of the reserves. And I can categorically state that the accountant stood up and told us all that our reserve situation is extremely strong. There's a lot of money in the bank, which in this economy and with
That's
a community
great.
Is, I think, a reassuring message and a good one for any of the buyers that are stopping by, Marilyn. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ron, again, you've seen a lot of properties and you've taken a walk around here. Some of the features that jump out at you as a, you know, sort of a civilian. You're not buying this property today. Unless you want to, Marilyn would be happy to take your check. But
I bet you could get a mortgage.
Okay.
That's right, but home buyer's mortgage for sure. But any of the features that really jump out of the unit itself? itself, the landscape is fabulous.
Well, the fact that it's kind of a contemporary theme, yet it does have more traditional furniture in here, which sort of offsets that theme.
Uh-huh.
I'm very impressed with that, and it's just very crisp and clean, very inviting. I'm sure anyone who walks in here will feel the same way.
Uh-huh.
And as a vacation home, this could be a real spectacular place to hang out, for sure.
Yeah, it could be. There are a number, as myself, a number of people who live here full-time. There is a large number of second, third home owners as well. It's a nice mix. And I can, again, from firsthand experience, Marilyn, say that we are somewhat of a tight community. We don't get into each other's way, but we spend a lot of time together, some of us, in a social setting, and we keep an eye on each other, which is very important.
Can I say one
sure,
thing about
absolutely.
That? Many people in here, they do not want to move out of Casa de San Juan, so instead of doing that, if they need a different type of residence, they either trade up or trade down or build their own home because they love this community and want to be in this community. And as far as this condominium goes as well, it's beautifully furnished. Come on out and take a look at it and look at this furniture. The furniture is also available for sale, so it makes it very easy for somebody to have immediate occupancy.
Yeah, that is a big issue, a nice selling point. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, it's a little bit early. I'm going to add the time at the back end of the break. While we take a break here on All Things Real Estate, we invite all of you to come on out today to 8 Avenida La Scala, right next to the Santa Fe Opera. We're doing a remote broadcast. Enjoy a tour of this property. Get some holiday food. Enjoy the commentary of my special guests. And also, there are two other properties in the community on tour, 75 and 97 Avenida Las Casas. So you have
calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a remote broadcast from 8 Avenida La Scala up here in the beautiful Casa de San Juan neighborhood, right next door to the Santa Fe Opera. Later on in the show, actually, we're going to have a special interview segment with the public relations and media director of the Santa Fe Opera. She's carving out time over what must be a very busy weekend since they launched on Friday. She's going to come by and talk about the opera and how the opera as an institution is a nice enhancement to Casa de San Juan. Before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. Again, we invite you to come on up here and join us today on this holiday weekend. I've got some fabulous food, thanks to my special co-host guest, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. And you can take a tour of the condominium. You can also look at two other condominiums that are on the market today, one at 75 and the other at 97 Avenida de las Casas. So you have many reasons to come up here right next door to the Santa Fe Opera. I now want to bring on one of my other special guests for some commentary. I want to welcome Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design, Santa Fe's premier landscape and garden design studio. As always, welcome to the show, and especially to 8 Avenida de la Scala.
It's great to be here, Ray. Thanks for asking me.
Now, Thomas, this is a holiday weekend, and right next to the Santa Fe Opera we are sitting, and incredible mountain views, and I can't think of a better sort of setup for your commentary, which I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you unleash you. The fireworks are going to start now. So why don't you give the listeners sort of a feel from a landscape designer's eyes of where we're sitting and how it really enhances this beautiful condominium.
Would be happy to, Ray. What comes to mind for me on this Independence Day is that this landscape allows the homeowner independence. They can have a beautiful landscape without all the work that it takes to create a beautiful landscape, both what we call in the business the borrowed landscape, which is the mountain views, and then the courtyard landscape, which they've have planted right now with some beautiful purple sage, which really highlights the mountains. And then there's a whole area in the landscape in the courtyard that is left there for the homeowner to either create their own outdoor eating living space or to create a garden of their liking.
Uh-huh.
So it's both an independent and a creative palette for them.
One of the things that we've talked about on the show, and Ron Blessy, isn't he good? I mean, you've been on the show with him before. So
he makes me want to go out and start planting.
That's the whole idea. Yeah. But Thomas has talked very authoritatively, and you don't need to be an authority to know it, particularly in our current state of circumstances. But the use of water is so critical for all sorts of obvious reasons. In the kind of landscape that you would perhaps suggest to the new buyer of this property could consider, I suspect that part of the use of water is in your back, the back of your mind, you know, the lack of water availability, et cetera. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's probably in the forefront of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what would probably surprise most homeowners is that the advice they would get would be, one, to create a lush landscape versus a dry landscape.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of reasons. Lush landscapes are going to save them water. They're going to help shade the house to keep it cooler. They're going to attract wildlife. And actually, in the long run, use much less water than if they were to leave a landscape barren.
Mm-hmm.
It's convincing people of that.
Right.
That is the trick. And it tends to be, once they see it happening, they are really happy because now they have two. They've extended their living space from the indoors outside,
right,
and are able to be in nice cool landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But water is the most critical issue.
Well, and it's somewhat accentuated too, as Marilyn Foss, the listing broker of Beta Avenida La Scala, and I talked about in the previous segment. That is that a lot of the owners here are second homeowners, so it doesn't make much sense to put in that kind of lush landscaping necessarily, and then not be here for a better part of the year because you're just using water and not appreciating it, correct?
Well, in there, it's making sure that what you put in, the plants you put in, are going to be drought-tolerant, low water usage, and those type of things. And if it's a second home, you want to make sure not only is it low water usage, it's low maintenance,
mm-hmm,
and low growth. At the same time, though, you want to maintain the beauty and sort of highlight the borrowed views of the Sangres here,
right,
and those type of things.
Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design always offers some great commentary, and you've been to several of our broker open houses. And so you've seen a lot of properties, and you see a lot of properties because you work with homeowners. You talked about the landscape here, but how do you rate this particular property?
This particular property I would rate as an A,
mm-hmm,
A for potential, A for the way it is right now, a move-in ability. It has everything that a person who would want to buy a place in Santa Fe would want right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent commentary. And Ron Blessy, do you have a really difficult question you want to ask Thomas while he's on the air here?
I have so many for my own place.
Okay.
That, we could probably stay on the air for the next 3 hours, but I think his insight is critical to a potential home buyer here because, you know, this is a very special place, and it can be made even more special with the homeowner's personal touch.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, Thomas, thank you as always for being on the show. Why don't you hang here for a while because we're waiting for Joyce Adema, the PR person from the Santa Fe Opera, to get here, but she had like three other events, so I'd love to maybe have you, if you can, stay for a while because
sure,
I may want to have you offer some additional commentary. Thank you, and again, if you want to get a hold of Thomas for your own landscape design needs, then go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and click on the link to Thomas Williams Design. But if someone wanted to call you today, Thomas, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Just call me at 505-469-0266.
Very good. Thomas Williams Design. Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design. Easy to remember,
yeah,
a little bit harder to say. But thank you so much for your commentary. I want to shift back to my special co-host today, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron, we're going to actually each week now, we're going to be sort of doing a book. We talked about this before, and now that you are going to be offering commentary from Home Buyers Mortgage each week, you're going to take a chapter of the book, which deals with mortgage issues, and you're going to offer it up to the listeners. Today we're sitting in a beautiful condominium, and you made a fabulous suggestion of, I think, a topic that we'll go in and out on over the next couple of breaks, and that is dealing with actually qualifying for a loan. So if someone walked in today and wanted to talk to Marilyn Foss, the listing broker here at 8 Avenida La Scala, and qualify for a loan, of course she would say call Ron Blessy. But what's that person going to have to do at the first one, two, three steps?
Well, the first step would be for me to give them a list of documentation that I would require in order to put the mortgage together. And the list has become a lot longer than what it was in previous years, mainly because of new Fannie Mae guidelines that have sort of ratcheted down what previously was an easy way to get a mortgage. So that list consists of 2 years tax returns, 2 years W-2s if you're a W-2 employee, last two pay stubs, bank statements for the last 2 months, investment statements, et cetera, anywhere you have money.
Uh-huh.
Additionally, we need to see the person's ID in the form of a driver's license or a social security card or perhaps a passport. And then beyond that, we delve into certain things that that the underwriter is going to want to see, and we try to get all this information up front so
right.
as to keep the process moving without
yeah.
Delay. And one of the things that's kind of interesting these days is that underwriters are asking for documentation on any deposit over $500. So if you have a $500 deposit on your bank statement, they want to know where it came from.
You know what? We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Hold that thought because you're offering some excellent commentary, and these are the realities of the mortgage market now, which have changed significantly since the meltdown of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation today from 8 Avenida La Scala here in the beautiful community of Casa Stay San Juan. Come on up and join us. Enjoy some holiday food. Take a tour of this property. So we'll be back in one.
Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 8 Avenida La Scala here in the beautiful Casa Stay San Juan community, right next to the Santa Fe Opera. Just take the Tsuki Opera exit off of 285 North, make a left at the exit ramp, come up to Opera Drive, make a right, and when you come up the hill, just make a left into Casa Stay San Juan. Guys at the gate will let you right in, and they'll direct you right over to 8 Avenida La Scala. When you get here, you can take a tour of this beautiful condominium. Also receive some terrific holiday food that Ron Blessy, my co-host of Home Buyers Mortgage, has provided today, and also meet the famous Thomas Williams of Thomas Williams Design. Ron, we were in the last segment talking about people qualifying for a mortgage. The buyer who shows up today and wants to make an offer on this fabulous condominium, he or she is going to have to go through several steps, and as you pointed out, the pendulum has swung a little bit the other direction. Some people would say a lot. As a result of the...
I would say that.
Okay. We as brokers would say it too, but I always try to minimize these difficulties. So anyway, you were talking about some of the things that people needed to provide, identification, bank statements. Why don't you continue on that path?
So as I was saying at the end of the last segment, underwriters want to see documentation on any deposit over $500. So that's in the form of some sort of a paper trail, a copy of a check where the money came from, a bank statement from the account that it came out of, that kind of thing. But the point of all this is that the process is a little more cumbersome from the standpoint that we ask for a lot more documentation up front. But the idea here is that we make the process go easier by getting this information up front, very important, so that we don't delay the process later on by going back and asking for a bit more until we get it done. What's particularly important about this property being a condominium is that condominiums need to meet more stringent criteria than in the past. But this particular project meets the Fannie Mae criteria. Being that it's a well-established project, predominantly owner-occupied, and it's a project that is easily financeable going through the proper steps.
Uh-huh.
So it's a more cumbersome process, but we get you through it.
Well, and as a real estate broker, and my colleague Marilyn Foss of Sotheby's International Realty, who is listing this property for sale, would indicate we as brokers at the front end, whether you're buying a condominium or a house, we make sure that our buyers, if they're not going to be a cash buyer, are immediately pre-qualified for a loan, because it makes no sense for us to go through the process, considering all the additional challenges you were just talking about, Ron, to get people up to the point where they say, well, I want to buy this, a two-bedroom, and this and this and this, and then we find out that they can't qualify for a loan. It just makes no sense any longer. Don't you agree?
I agree, and I think that's very important in any real estate transaction, to find out that the buyer is, in fact, qualified and can get a mortgage. Very important.
Well, we're going to continue on with Mr. Blessy, Professor Blessy's commentary about qualifying for a loan, but I want to shift gears right now, and actually she just flew in like the wind. This is a very busy lady. I want to introduce Joyce Adema, who's the Director of Press and Public Relations for the Santa Fe Opera. Welcome to our 4th of July celebration here, Joyce. You need to speak up to the mic there.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't go far enough, so I had to... Never mind.
That's okay. Well, listen, well, I mean, this is a major holiday weekend, and it's also, you know, the time that we're bringing attention to this fabulous property here at 8 Avenida La Scala, and we invite everybody to come up here and meet Joyce as well. But this is also the opening weekend of the famous Santa Fe Opera, so this is a woman who has her hands full beyond belief, I'm sure. But you look perfectly composed to me. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk a little bit, because Casa de San Juan, the community that actually houses this beautiful condominium, is so fortunate to have one of the greatest institutions probably in the world, without too much hyperbole, right next door. I mean, people who live in this community walk to the opera.
Exactly.
So you launched your new season this past Friday.
Exactly.
And I've been looking at the headlines, Santa Fe Opera charms with first Faust,
yep.
Santa Fe Opera intriguing season starts tonight, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's just a lot of positive press. Are you feeling positive?
I'm very positive. You know, we have been somewhat worried because of the fire, and not so much that we are vulnerable to the flames, but we are certainly vulnerable to smoke, and that affects our singers, really.
Right.
It affects all of us, of course, but particularly when you're asking somebody to sing at 7,000 feet and then have that additional problem of smoke. But we've been very lucky. We really have escaped it, and we've not had... one day last week when we had all of our rehearsals indoors,
uh-huh.
just to protect the singers. But the last two nights, Friday and Saturday, it's been the air quality has been really good.
And, the audience has responded positively.
Yes.
I saw a lot of tailgating, people
yes.
dressed
there wasn't
in
as much tailgating on Friday as we usually have. And I suspect it's because people didn't want to sit outside in the smoke and have their
sure.
party. But there were some. There
right.
were some.
Yeah.
But we had full houses both nights, and we were somewhat... we didn't know if people would not want to come out just because of that, but we've been putting out a lot of positive things about saying, if the smoke is bad, we'll tell you. I mean, we're not going to get you, because we can't sing anyway.
Yeah, of course.
So it's been wonderful. Last night was a gorgeous night. The night before, we could see the fire, the glow from the fire.
Well, and that's interesting, because now that enhances the Faust production,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, I don't think we can promise that for every production. I hope not.
Well, because isn't there fire
yes,
and the devil
well,
and everything?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So you
dished
up.
We had a little extra.
That's,
we had a little extra. But we always try to, you know, give a full... production.
All right. Now, I have to ask you, Joyce, this is a major position with the Santa Fe Opera. You have your hands full. You're the director of press and public relations.
Mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
brought you to Santa Fe and this particular job?
Well, I met my husband. My husband and I met in Denver years ago, and we started coming to the opera, and then we moved away. And the last place we lived was Chicago. And we had always sort of felt we would come back to Santa Fe to live sometime, when we didn't want to live in such big cities. And so we came back, and I retired after 15 years with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And I promised my husband I would retire.
Right.
And then I got here. And
you fit to him.
And the Santa Fe Opera made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
There you go.
So
sorry.
That's the story.
And
I'm here and happy. I'm happy.
Ron Blessing and I often refer to that famous line from The Godfather, that offer that couldn't be refused.
Yes.
And it has so many different contexts.
It does.
It worked for you as well.
And I've been very happy at the company. It's a great company.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to ask you another question then, because you are a veteran of the opera here, and you must move for a moment back from your actual official duties and talk a little bit from your perspective what the institution brings to this particular community that's rather unique. I mean, the people who live here are pretty advantaged, aren't they?
Yes, they're very advantaged. Obviously, look what they see. I mean, they have the most gorgeous views probably in any place in this whole area.
Yes.
And you know, when people move to Santa Fe, that's something that many people want.
Right.
And you know, this whole area, this property and the opera property, you know, was all bought by John Crosby,
correct,
who was the founder of the company, and he has himself been very generous in his, he's no longer living, but he's been very generous. He himself lived here for a long time. The original, his original house is still over,
right,
somewhere around here.
It is, yeah.
He built another house here, and the director of the Santa Fe Opera, the general director, Charles McKay, lives in that house on Camino del Alba,
uh-huh,
which you, and the advantage of that house is you can see the opera roof, and that's a wonderful house. And so I know many people myself, I don't live here, but I wouldn't mind living here, but
sure,
I don't live here, but we have many patrons who come to the opera who live here.
Right.
I mean, and you don't need to be an opera lover to live here, but if you are an opera lover, you have all advantages.
Yeah, absolutely do, and as you know, I do live in this community, and in fact, I live on the next ridge over, and I can see the top of the opera,
mm-hmm,
and on any given night when the wind is blowing the right way, I can sometimes hear the very high tones of the arias, certainly hear the applause, but the one thing I also hear the guys who are working all night and changing the sets,
yes,
which is one of the other sort of interesting things,
yes,
because this is a big production. People,
yes,
don't realize that,
yes,
do they?
And especially in August when we, you know, we go into repertory and we do a different opera every night of the week, and so they have to strike the set, you
right,
know, that night so they can get it ready to put it up. And so there are very many, very long days there, that's to be sure.
Now, Joyce, you just walked in the door, so you haven't seen this property, but just based on, and you literally walked over and sat down to do this interview, but based on what you're seeing of this particular property, again, 8 Avenida La Scala, we invite all the listeners to come up here today to this fabulous open house. What's your view of this house?
Well, I think that if you were an opera lover, you would have to live on Avenida La Scala.
Of course.
I mean, where else would you want to live?
Absolutely.
I mean, you could live at La Traviata or one of those,
yes,
but La Scala is, you know, La Scala is unmistakable. So
yes,
I would encourage all opera lovers,
mm-hmm,
to think of living, having your address be Avenida La Scala.
Very good. I think Marilyn Foss, the listing broker, is clapping behind the scenes, applauding you for saying that, because she wants a contract. There you go. She wants a contract to be coming in from one of those opera lovers. Ron Blessy, we're sitting here with someone who has a major job. I don't want to say it's seasonal, because it's all year round.
Well, I work at the opera all year long, but of course it's the 3 months in the summer, June, July, and August, in which we are,
right,
very intense and very filled.
Right. But Ron, are you guys opera goers?
We are. We're opera lovers, and I'm like a little kid just anticipating seeing La Boheme later on this summer.
We did it last night. We did the opening last night of Boheme.
And how was it?
It's a beautiful production, and it has a great cast,
mm-hmm,
but it has a Mimi and a Rodolfo that are just gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Just gorgeous.
Well, one of the questions I've always had, and I live here, and I never got an answer for it, is the cast changes year to year.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, there are some who come back for repeat.
Yes.
But are there a lot of performers who come here for their first time, that this is a first-time experience of Santa Fe?
Oh, absolutely. The Rodolfo in this Boheme is a young, very talented singer from Mexico, and this is his debut. This is his debut in Santa Fe. And the Mimi, who is Ana Maria Martinez, has been here before. She's been here twice before.
Interesting.
But you don't come every year. Every
right.
year, you know, they cast the operas to to who they need,
right,
who the best person might be. But there are people who love coming. You know, they say this is the world's greatest opera summer camp.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go there, you see we have the pool and beautiful grounds and rehearsal spaces,
right,
and a cantina. And it's a, like a great, big, wonderful, very talented summer family in the summertime.
Joyce, I need to take a break here in about a minute. So in a minute, what would you like to leave with the listeners today about, first of all, the opera itself, and then secondly, your closing thoughts about this particular property and being here in Casa Steve San Juan?
Well, I think I'm an admirer of Casa Steve San Juan. I've come here to a number of events, and we have many, as I say, good supporters here. But, you know, if you are an opera lover, you must not miss this season. It is such a varied season and wonderful. And if you're not an opera lover, and you, but you've always sort of thought, well, maybe I should give it a try, I urge you that this is a year to give it a try, because we've got a little bit of everything. We've got, you know, we've got love, we've got drama, we've got pathos, we got adventure, we've got great arias, we have great music, I mean, and beautiful singers, and the most beautiful opera house on the planet.
Absolutely.
What else could you ask for?
Well, Joyce Adema, I should add that we have some of those elements going on today here at this,
yes,
open house.
Yes, you certainly do.
Maybe not as dramatic as what you would find down on the stage there at the opera, but Joyce Adema, I want to thank you, the Director of Press and Public Relations for the Santa Fe Opera, for carving out time to join us on all
I'm
things.
I'm delighted to do it, and this is a beautiful house, and I hope I have a chance to take a look at it.
Well, you
before
can right
I
now because we're going to take a break here. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous open house of the week segment, close out some commentary from Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, so stay tuned.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Okey-dokey, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from this beautiful condominium up here at Casa Steve San Juan. We are at 8 Avenida La Scala, and we're in that famous open house of the week segment, and we are doing an open house, so we are perfectly situated to talk about this lovely condominium. And again, the open house of the week segment is brought to us every week by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Before we go back into some commentary about the house, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage is going to give us some more thoughts about qualifying for a loan, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties have the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon. Even better, come to the remote broadcast because Tom Simon of Westgate Properties is here. And I'm giving him a little shout-out there. He's brought his professional expertise to this lovely open house today. But if you can't make it, give Tom a call tomorrow at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I also want to remind you that not only can you tune in to All Things Real Estate each Sunday, but you never have to miss a broadcast if you're out of town, because the program is streamed on the Internet. From your computer or web-enabled device, simply go to santafe.com, and on any Sunday at noon, Mountain Standard Time, click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. And after each show, you can also see videos of our program, whether we are in the studio or at a remote broadcast. Again, from your computer or web-enabled device, go to santafe.com and then click over to the video section. And under the 1260 KTRC logo, you'll find past broadcasts of All Things Real Estate. We're very excited about that. Today's our inaugural broadcast of streaming. Ron Blessy, pretty amazing. Huh?
Exciting, yes.
Yeah. Well, and because we both have clients all over the place, so now we can communicate with people, whether they're sitting in Manhattan or Miami or L.A. or wherever.
How wonderful. It just really brings home the point that the Internet is such a wonderful tool for all of us to use and for the potential buyers to see something before they come here,
yeah,
to hear some of this commentary. That's great.
And that's not lost at all on my good friend and my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Marilyn Foss. Marilyn probably has scores of clients around the country who could be listening to the show today, and they might say tomorrow, hey, honey, let's get on the plane and fly out there, because that sounds like a heck of a buy. Don't you think so, Marilyn?
You know, Ray, I do, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I want. Can I mention the price?
No. Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Thank you. This is priced at $599,000, and I must say that there has been nothing at that low of a price in Casa Space San Juan for years.
Absolutely.
Which represents just an incredible value.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that. Do you want me to?
Why don't you continue on, sort of give a summary for the listeners about what they can expect to see. You're going to be here till 3 o'clock today,
yes,
so they should stop on by. So go ahead.
Thank you. Well, the floor plan is arranged such that it is the great room concept, and I would say that the ceilings are probably at least 12 or 13 feet high, and they have vigas. There is a Kiva fireplace in the great room that goes from the floor all the way up to the top, to the ceiling. It's gorgeous. And there are ceiling fans in every room, including both of the bedrooms. The bedrooms are separate from each other, giving a lot of privacy. The baths are very luxurious. They're marble baths, and good separation there. The yard is very large. It's patios and yard space for landscaping. It's completely walled in and gated entry, so it's private.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of great things, and, of course, the air conditioning is always great for all our Texan friends in the summertime.
Yeah, that's true, and that is one of the things that is sort of makes this unit, particularly on a day like today where we have the doors open and we are still using the AC to sort of keep it at a nice ambient temperature in here. Ron, again, your last thoughts on the property, and then I come back to talk to you about your issue du jour.
The property, again, is magnificent, magnificent views. I just can't stop looking at those mountains, and it's so well done and just so warm and inviting. I really would encourage anyone to come out here and take a look at this. It's fabulous.
Well, and this is spoken by a gentleman who has seen countless properties all over Santa Fe, and, again, I'm a little biased because I live in this community, but frankly, and I'll say this, this is one of the best places to live, in my view, of all Santa Fe. As Marilyn Foss pointed out, not only is the landscaping nice, but there is a 24/7 gatehouse, lots of nice camaraderie between the people who live here, and lots of different options. There are two other properties that our colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are also hosting open houses at today. So if you come to 8 Avenida La Scala, you can also go to 75 and 97 Avenida de las Casas and also have some terrific holiday treats and food that Mr. Blessy has provided. Marilyn Foss, I want to thank you again for letting us do the open house today. I know that we already had a good crowd here, so we just want to have a lot of more people show up, right?
Yes, I'm thrilled. I'm so pleased. Thank you, Ray.
Well, thank you very much. Ron Blessy, well, you want to close out the show with some additional thoughts about qualifying for a loan, again, for that buyer who's going to show up today and give Marilyn Foss an offer.
Well, despite what folks here in the media, financing is readily available, and it's for the cooperative and the patient borrower, it can be achieved. And so despite what you may hear in the media, what you may read in the paper, given the right set of circumstances, following the instructions of the mortgage professional you talk with, you should be able to successfully get through the process and buy a place of this caliber.
Yeah, and maybe some closing thoughts as well, generally speaking, about your view of the state of the real estate market. I know there's been a lot of commentary on that as well.
Well, interestingly enough, I've been reading here lately in national and local publications that actually real estate values are beginning to tick upward, and that's a very good sign. There's a bit of a malaise out there. Again, I think people are a little bit nervous about the economy, but you couldn't be buying at a better time, price-wise and interest rate-wise.
Right, and the quality of properties that are available like this here at 8 Avenida La Scala are right up there, and as Marilyn Foss pointed out, this particular unit is priced at a level that this community has not seen in many, many years, so it is a real bargain, but a bargain in a positive way for sure, combined with low interest rates and with the professional expertise that Ron Blessy and his colleagues can give you at Home Buyers Mortgage. You really need to work closely with your mortgage broker.
Yes, and we are probably the most important cog in the wheel as far as the whole transaction to get through it successfully. But
again, I always thought real estate brokers were the most important.
Well, that may have been your perception previous, but not anymore.
No, I agree. I think Marilyn, I would absolutely second what you're saying. Without a very good, knowledgeable, proficient mortgage broker, the deal is probably doomed. Don't you agree, Marilyn?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we've had so many horror stories. And that's not dissing anybody out there in the mortgage industry, but it's complicated. And unless you understand it, as Mr. Blessy does, it can get messy. And the last thing you want is a messy transaction.
Exactly. And it's the process could be wrought with problems, and problems are meant to be solved, not exacerbated. So it's up to us to make sure we can solve those problems.
Yeah. I've got about 30 seconds left. Ron, any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners today about the 4th of July?
Well, yes. This is a wonderful country we live in, and we should all count our blessings that we live here. And I would say that those of us who live here in Santa Fe are particularly blessed as well, because we live in a place of just unimaginable beauty. And I think we should all be very happy about our situation, and don't shoot off any fireworks. Just watch them on TV.
No, that's a good idea. Or go to one of the community-organized events, and I know that a lot of communities are actually not doing them this year. But indeed there is. There's the big Macy's Day event on TV every year. And in New York, they got more rain than they know what to do with, so
right. They're
not going to have a problem with that.
And they'll be fine.
All right, I want to thank Marilyn Foss for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you to stop by 8 Avenida La Scala right next to the Santa Fe Opera. There are also two other properties here on Open House Tour today that are being hosted by two of our colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, 75 and 97 Avenida Las Casas. If you come by 8 Avenida La Scala, you can not only take a tour of this beautiful condominium, but you can also get some great holiday food, thanks to Mr. Ron Blessy. And I want to thank you very much, Ron, for being on the show, co-hosting it. Thank all my other guest commentators, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden and Nick, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific show today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Join me next Sunday at 23 Bishop's Dome Road in Las Campanas for another remote broadcast. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.